Morning, guys. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to the Academy Answers podcast. Thanks for joining us and thanks for listening in. This is a podcast where we talk about happiness, success, and full potential. The idea that you can create the life that you are meant to live. That feeling, the desires, the dreams that well up in your spirit, that comes from your heart, that come from a deeper place. Not the one you settle for. Not the one that you have been convinced into thinking, or life has kind of pushed you into the corner and get you to settle. Not that life. The life that you really and truly desire, that you were meant to live. The only life that can make you really and truly happy. This podcast is to give you that direction and that feeling that you can do it. Look, I am not like the navigation system. I can show you the way. I can show you the steps. I can explain the ins and outs. And I didn't make them up. These are proven over time. I'm just pretty much reiterating them and reinforcing them and adding my own energy to it. So I'm not bringing you something that I dream up. This is proven. You can hear it anywhere. But the thing with us as human beings, we have an invisible force that translate through us to others. And that expression is unique. So 10 of us can stand here and say the same thing, but you resonate with only 3 of us, because there is a force, there's an energy that pulls you to the people you choose to learn from that you and I cannot explain. My duty is to find my people and deliver my message. That's it. Not everybody is my people. I'm not everybody people. That is fine. That's the way of the world. There's people who don't drink water. There are people who don't drink water. Like, everything is not for everybody. We get that. So I'm supposed to bring the message. So that's what this podcast is about. This morning, I want to take the liberty, and every now and then I do this, I touch on some point that is overlooked but is important. You know, I am from the school of thinking where I declare, and I truly agree, and I'm always arguing that there's no one key to anything. Everything is a collective set of things. So there's the one key to success. People say, you got to work hard. You got to have skills. You got to be able to sell. You have to have the right mindset. You have to have the right people and connections. All that stuff is true. But you cannot have just one and just one, or just that one, or just these two. You need a collective set of skills to be happy and successful and to achieve. And whatever success is for you. Don't think when I talk about success, I'm talking about 10 private jets and 2 Lamborghinis and 5 houses and just and maids and attendants. That's not what I mean. It's your definition of success, like a reasonably intelligent definition of success and happiness. That's what I'm talking about, and I can't give you that. You have to know that for yourself. So there are many things that are resources on your way to get to where you want to go, and there are many things that are obstacles, and some of these obstacles are often overlooked. There's so many people who are one skill away, and there are so many people who are one frustration away. There's one thing standing in the way. They either can't figure it out, or they're not willing to figure it out, or they don't know that that is the thing that is in their way. And that irks me. It rubs me wrong. It is kind of one of my pet peeves to watch people who have it all together, but is allowing these little one little thing to throw them off. You have to know what that thing is for you. At some point in time, you got to find it out. Otherwise, you live all your life just an inch away. And that is frustration. And that's the point I want to talk about today. Nice way the word coming. Frustration. Unless you remove frustration out of your process, out of your life, whatever it is you're doing, your relationship, your business, your work, your finances, you have to find the point of frustration and be vigilant in your quest to remove it from your life. many of us accept frustration. Like we think that it's something, there's some frustration that we think that we have to accept and we have to work with it and we have to live with it and we have to stay with it all the time and we just got to wake up in the morning, take it on, power through it. Wake up in the morning, take it on, power through it. And we are doing so much damage to our creativity and our progress and our productivity. We fail to take a moment to go deeper, to analyze, to figure it out. And we are embracing frustrations that are not necessary, that have a solution. I am telling you this morning that removing the frustrations, identifying them and removing them, finding a way, understanding and accepting that there is a better way, there is a way to get this frustration out of my process, is going to be powerful in whatever you are doing. And you can think of whatever you are doing, whatever the goal is you're trying to achieve, whether it's a short-term, long-term, mid-term goal. There are frustrations that are going to come up. Don't be the person who accepts frustrations, because those are doing more to drain your mental energy than you realize. It's sapping your creativity. It's sapping your physical energy. It's sapping your mental energy. And it's throwing you off your game. It's blindsiding you. It's blocking you. It's making you not see what you are to see. It's sucking too much of your attention. You must make a concerted effort to identify these frustrations, call them as they are, and do what is necessary to remove these frustrations from your process and your systems. Frustrations are not something to accept and to work with. Frustrations are simply obstacles that can be fixed and moved out of your way. And if you have a frustration, I'm inviting you to take a deeper look at it and analyze what it is that I can do to get rid of this frustration. And the ROI on getting rid of that frustration is unimaginable. Thank you for listening, guys. See you on the next podcast.